when I read the scripture, things just kind of jump out at me. I hope they jump out at you. And I'll tell you, if they're not jumping out at you, you're not reading the scripture enough. If you read the scripture a lot, then this will happen to you all the time. There'll be something that's just very beautiful and meaningful to you. And maybe it's the same thing you've read before and, you know, you understand it in the same way, or it's a new understanding. It happens to me all the time that there's some sort of nuance of a new understanding, or sometimes a completely new understanding when I read the scriptures. So if you're not reading the scriptures, then, well, you're poisoning yourself, basically, because the scriptures are the antidote for the poison of the world. So if you're not reading the scriptures, then you really don't really stand a chance. So you have to read the scriptures. And I know it's hard in the beginning. I know the vocabulary is difficult. The way the words are put together are difficult. Sometimes the sayings are like, what in the world do they mean by that? I understand that. But if you read the scriptures often with desire, sort of like Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, then I'll tell you, it'll be the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And you'll want to read the scriptures more. So really, if you're not reading the scriptures, then I guess you might say, oh, well, something he said was interesting and even wonderful, but it's not going to help you much. So you have to read the scriptures. It's very critical. And I would say that there are five that you should read. The four Gospels and the Psalter are the most critical things. If that's all you read, then that's going to help you save your soul.